Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We just kept trying to find a way to get something going. We weren't able to. After that, we turned the ball over in the third quarter, late in the fourth quarter.
So, one left. Do you go Garcia-Brown combo this week? What's your mindset for this last game going into it, Coach?
Well, setting tape all, you know, Saturday on the flight back, and then yesterday and this morning, we just got to find whatever gives us the best opportunity to score, right? Obviously, you know, we've had our issues, and you just don't throw people under the bus, man. You keep trying to find a way to make it work. You know, a lot of guys are playing football right now that should probably still be developing, and that's okay. You know, make excuses. You get guys ready. You work hard, develop, and prepare, and give yourself the best chance on Saturday.
I know I get this, and I'm sure you get it too. Oh, this Josh Gattis, this offensive coordinator, and the play calling, he's not getting it done with that style. He needs to change it a little bit. What do you say? I know you make everybody, you know, responsible for what they do. What are your thoughts on offensive coordinator Josh Gattis and his play calling, Coach?
Well, I mean, to me, you don't share certain things out in public. You always try to work things out, you know, within the walls of the program. You know, we've done a really good job in hiring coaches that have had tremendous success, you know, at every place that they've been at. You know, we've had our offensive struggles, but we put that on all of us, Joe. You know, you just don't start singling out people and isolating people, you know, during the season. That's not it. I mean, I think people either come together or they unravel, right? And you have to be the example in terms of leadership to the entire organization. So our entire focus is on doing whatever it takes to get one more point than the opponent, whatever that is, okay? Whether things are going well, whether things are not going so well, that's our entire focus, and that's all we talk about.
Mario Cristobal, head coach of the Miami Hurricanes football team, joining us right now in the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Coach, last couple weeks and basically this season, we talked a lot about Cam Kitchens, just how the jump he's made and how good he's been playing for the defense, 13 tackles, forced fumble, 2 pass breakups. How much of a jump has he taken since the first day you saw him on campus?
The guy's a relentless worker. I mean, he's only a sophomore, which is incredible. But you see what he does, not only with his body, with his style of play, but what you don't see is what he does behind the scenes. I mean, he's always grinding. He's always studying. He's always finding ways to make others around him better. I mean, he's the kind of guy that can really take a team to another level. With his leadership, he's going to attract guys. You want to surround guys like him with guys like him. Does that make sense? I mean, guys that are all day, all night into ball, right? And that can do it and are willing to do it and just don't make any excuses. Guys that really are about this kind of life.
I always wondered, the big get a couple years ago with James Williams in the big safety. How's he playing overall for you, Coach?
He's playing well. And he's a good player. And you know what? He's played through injury as well. And he's a really big guy. We asked a lot out of him. I mean, he's a four-course special teams guy. He's in the box. He's in the middle of the field. He plays off the hash. He plays man coverage. He does a lot, and he's had a real good year so far.
I know I get asked this, too. I'm running kind of a combo of buddy questions as well as stuff that we've seen. Have you already started having talks with guys like, hey, man, you know, you're having a good year. You can't let this, you know, let's keep this rolling. Hell, we want you back next year. You're a big part of it. Have you already started having a lot of one-on-one meetings, Coach, even though I know you still have a game left?
You know, you do two things, like you mentioned. You keep a balance. You keep your focus on preparing for your opponents, and you also have the responsibility of continuing to construct a roster that is capable of winning at a really, really high level. So, you know, you always maintain honesty and transparency while, you know, there's a professional obligation to continue to build, you know, and that requires being very upfront with everyone in the organization as to where they've done, what they've done, where the organization is headed, right? And then what is each person's role and what is their projected future role in the organization?
Right.
So, so it is, you know, you do what you do while you prepare for the game. So you kind of balance a good number of things as you head towards this part of the season, with the focal point being on the game at hand.
You must have a pretty good idea. I know there's been some guys already hit the transfer portal on you. You got a pretty good idea, like who you want back, who you expect will come back, and who will probably leave. You have a good idea of that right now, Coach?
Well, you know, the transfer portal is a two-way street. You know, it allows you to put together a roster,
right,
that you feel capable of doing what needs to be done and what the expectation is, you know. And that's part of the rules, too, NCAA-wise, for first-year coaches. You know, you're allowed to make the moves necessary to supplement your roster both ways, in and out. So, now, that being said, you always want to make sure you do right by people, and also making sure that people do right by the program. And that's a two-way street also. You know, this is a business, but it's also, right, it's also amateur to a certain extent. Not anymore fully,
yeah,
but it's
sort of
amateur. So, yeah, so we do it the right way, brother. And you know what? It is my responsibility to surround in a perfect, I guess the best way to put it, just around Cam Kitchens with guys like Cam Kitchens. Does that make sense?
Yep. Oh yeah. No. We get the guys. I think it's pretty clear the guys that do it, that have the talent, that want to be here, that bleed the Miami Hurricanes the way you have and always have with this program. So I got to ask you this one.
And you know what, Joe? There's a good core of guys, and the focus is on winning the game. After that, you know, we'll talk business as it relates to business, very blunt and truthful as it needs to be, right? Because this is a very demanding sport, right? From a student standpoint, from an athletic standpoint, but most importantly is just every ounce of effort has to be into winning this game, always being where our feet are, you know. And then when the time comes to handle certain things, sometimes it comes up early, you know, like you mentioned a few cases. And then sometimes there's been plans laid out, which is
right,
for later. But every ounce of focus has to be on winning this football game, giving our seniors the best chance to get a W, to extend our season by another game, give ourselves a chance to be in the postseason. Just everything has to be on that.
I was going to say, I know I've been asked this. How important is that? We had this big debate. Oh, Mario probably won't get this thing over. Nah, he'll want to get a look and see the guys in another game. How do you feel about that, trying to get that sixth win and become bowl eligible?
Every game is critically important. Every single game, you know, and being able to go and win a game against a real good football team like Pittsburgh, it's critically important, you know, especially – to me, it's important for guys that not only want to play another game, not only for the seniors, but for guys that are playing right now that probably should still be developing on the second team or third team, guys that have stepped up for injured guys, right? It's really, really important for those guys to go out there and play a great football game and find a way to have success on Saturday. It's good for them now. It's good for our program. It's good for everybody.
Coach, I got a question. Tyler Van Dyke, any chance to see him in the finale, the regular season finale?
Yes, there is a chance. He's been getting better and better. Obviously, since I think it was game 6 or game 7 when he got when he was injured, you know, certainly he's a guy that's sorely missed, right?
Right.
You know, our season, you know, we start off okay, and then we had some bumps, and then he really got hot for 2 games before he got hurt. It'd be great. It'd be great to have him back, and he's got a great chance to be back, and we're monitoring that daily.
Well, I got to ask you that then, the follow-up question, because this is the other one I get. Hey, you think Coach Cristobal talked to Van Dyke about coming back, man? We really want him back. And I'm going, yeah, I'm guessing coaches probably had a lot of discussions. Quarterbacks and head coaches talk a lot. Have you had those discussions about the future with him, Coach, at all? Without, you don't have to get into detail unless you want to.
Well, you know, stuff like that is private, and when the right time to talk about that will be sooner than later. Right. I prefer in the meantime just to focus on the game, brother. I just know I don't want to steal your question.
Nope.
I think there's also a level of respect that needs to be maintained. Look, here's the thing, Joe. I think, and I saw this from afar, I think from afar, Miami, like, staff-wise has allowed itself to get pushed around and all that junk, and, like, this is a different deal, man. We came here to do this thing the right way and do right by people, but also elevate this program, and that requires some hard-line decisions and not taking any bull crap, you know? And so along the way, I think it's important to establish clear lines of respect.
Right.
You know, as it relates to everything program, everything players, everything alumni, all that stuff. And you need to be a tough son of a bitch to do that. So that's why, again, that's why this fits. And that's why this requires every ounce of what I have, the rest of the staff and the players have. And that's the route we're going, brother. You know, just 1,000 miles per hour, take the lumps that come with it so we can keep moving forward, progressing and elevating.
Yeah. Coach, I got to ask you this one, too, because the world of college football has changed over the last couple of years. So it used to be the high school recruiting, get the best class possible. And now we're seeing teams, USC, I mean, you've done it, you've got transfer portal guys too, but some schools have taken it to the next level. Can you talk about your philosophy going forward with high school recruiting, which you're off to a great start, and the transfer portal recruiting as well?
Yeah, whatever means necessary. I think a good example is, you know, I would say take a good look at the roster that we left behind at the former place, you know? I mean, that's a loaded roster.
That's a good roster, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the 4-8 team is winning Rose Bowls and going to win 12 games. And that has a lot to do with, right, the caliber of talent on the team. The team we just played is loaded top to bottom. I mean, it's hard to find a hole in that roster. So I think if you look at the additions we had this year, particularly on the defensive line and the edge players, man, you know, it would have been nice to be able to do that at a couple of other positions to supplement some of our talent and be able to get over the hump. You know, our roster is uneven right now in terms of development. You know that.
Yep.
The ice cap is kind of thin, where some are senior laden and some are not very deep. And you've got to be able to go out and get guys that can not only elevate that position, but also provide competition so you can truly rotate. And that's, you know, we knew, you know, you start in December, January, man, you're in a race, right? You've got to be able to try to get enough guys of the highest caliber, athleticism and intellect and work ethic to try to elevate those positions. We were able to do it at a couple, but not certainly to the level that we want to. And at the same time, develop the guys on the roster because, again, we have a great, great core group of guys.
Coach, thank you for the time. As always, we'll talk to you next week.
Mario, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, that was Mario Cristobal, head coach of the Miami Hurricanes, joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.